You're now listening to Aftermath.
Hello, everybody. I'm Samuel Pyramid. Hope you all had an amazing Halloween yesterday. It was very, very chilly, wasn't it, boys? Hold on a second. I gotta adjust my microphone.
Yes, it was. It was very, very snowed. It snowed.
It snowed, and it hailed. Oh, sorry, Gabe.
I didn't see any hail. I only saw the snow driving home.
I saw snow when I was driving home from work. That's right. I worked on Halloween.
Yeah. Oh.
Was there a flurry?
No.
It was just like kind of sprinkle.
I got a warning on like my weather.
You got a warning? I don't think I got a warning.
Yeah, I got a freeze warning the morning before, saying that it was gonna get really icy. So.
It didn't.
It didn't get icy, which I'm glad, because that would have sucked to drive through.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to deal with that, so I'm glad for that. But it did. I was sitting in government class. I look outside, and I just see these small pellets falling from the sky, and I'm like, oh, no.
I'm getting out of work, and I walk outside. I think this is around 10. I got out at 10:01, I remember. I walked outside. I was like, oh, it's raining, because I saw, you know, when it, like, melts on the ground.
Yeah, you see the little spots everywhere.
Yeah. So I thought it was raining. I was like, you know, shoot, it's raining.
Just dang.
And then I walk out into it, and I'm like, oh, it's snowing. And then I got on a call with somebody, and I started singing Christmas songs to them, and they got really upset. I said, it's Christmas time. Halloween is over. Yeah. It's time for Christmas.
No, you're skipping two other very important holidays.
No.
What's the
other one that you're thinking? I know one, but what's the other one that you're thinking of?
Black Friday.
It's not a holiday.
It technically counts as one.
Okay,
pseudo holiday. Let's put it at that.
If a pseudo holiday, so is Halloween. Halloween's not a national holiday. It's not a national holiday.
It's widely practiced.
It's widely practiced, but it's not a national holiday. We don't get school off.
I wish
I had
school off for Halloween.
That'd be dope, but we don't.
It would be awesome if we could
walk around with like a costume.
Dude, that just reminds me of a. It was an old kid's book I remember being read to in, like, first or second grade. That was, like, about, like, a teacher. It's a kid's book, so you expect it to be written for kids, but it still sticks with me. It was, like, a teacher giving out homework and massive assignments to a kid on Halloween day. And then, in the end, I think she got fired. I don't know. It was a short story. It was a good, fun story.
That is a very good message.
Very good message. So you hear that?
I finished
folks?
My essay yesterday, so I didn't have to do anything when I got home.
You had an essay?
I had an essay. We had to do an essay on what we think is not good about this country.
History or English?
English.
Okay.
Yeah.
But English. I didn't pick anything like bad. I just picked media pollution.
How long of an essay? Because
it was just five paragraphs.
Just five paragraphs.
Yeah, five paragraphs.
That's a lot.
Not a horrible essay.
That's not. It's like two pages.
That's about two pages. Yeah, that's not
two pages.
Depending on the format, too.
Yeah, we kind of just. He just told us to like three. He told us like it had to be like at least five sentences. Don't have to be like really long sentences. So we did about one and a half. So it wasn't too long, too short, straight to the point. And I think we got that across. And I think media pollution is bad right now, especially.
But it was just enough writing to make you go.
Right.
I don't want to write an essay.
Right.
Those
it's like the, you know, you do it and you get done. But it's still good. I think it'll still give me a solid B.
Solid
B is what that will get me.
What about you, Gabe? How was your Halloween expertise yesterday?
Did you dress up?
A little bit.
What did you dress up as?
I have this black.
Oh yeah,
helmet.
You posted on your story.
Did. But it's like a nice metal helmet. It's hefty. It's like, I don't know. 3 or 4 pounds.
Okay, so it's not too heavy.
Hey, if you hit somebody over the head with it, it would not be a very good ER visit.
Well, yeah, because it's a piece
metal.
Of metal.
Yes, it's heavy and it can hurt.
It's metal on bone contact. That could give someone a concussion.
Yeah. It likes biting my face, so I had to wear a big mask too.
Mm.
So that I had to do legs
on my nose.
You did what?
I had to do legs on Halloween.
Ooh.
Mm. I was
walking after that.
Oh, lovely.
No.
So we did ISO things, so we had to do back squat. But we would put a med ball at where our feet was. We'd have to go down, touch the med ball with our butts, and then raise our legs up enough to where it's barely just hovering. And then you'd sit there for 4 seconds, and then you go up. And you had to do that 8 times for 4 sets.
I would not do that.
That does not sound
ISO
fun.
ISO movements are not fun.
But, yeah. You know, I had a chest day yesterday. So
lucky. We get checked chest day today. We get
it was a good day,
today.
But I was kind of upset because me and one of my buddies, we were going to dress up and go lifting together and have like a Halloween lifting day. It was going to be, you know, just a day to get fun. But he got sick, so he had to stay home. So, unfortunately, we could not do the photo shoot. I'm probably going to do that with him later on, though. And I feel like it'll be a fun upper body day. So, yesterday I did a lot. My Halloween day was pretty successful, I would say. I didn't go trick-or-treating because of the fact that it was 30 degrees outside, and I did not want to sit through that.
It was kind of fun, though. Like, how cold it was. I didn't go outside. I didn't, like, go anywhere at all. I just sat and, like, listened to all the kids outside my window because I had it open so I could. The heater really messes me up. Like, it makes me sick.
Okay.
So while the heater is running, I gotta like have the window open or something so it's like fresh air. It's awful.
Okay. I kind of like it. Might be something wrong with your heater. You might want to get that checked out.
It's been a couple of heaters. Okay. Not the one in my car, but like the one in my house now and then the last house I was in were pretty bad.
Could be that it's leaking some gases into your car, and that's
what you dress up as.
What I dress up as? I dressed up as a pirate. Mm-hmm. Had a nice, I don't know the exact word for it, but it was like a open-ish shirt. Mm-hmm. Very baggy. Had a headband that I wore, a fake earring that still hurts my ear right now. It was a clamp, so it was just pinching the entire day.
Ow.
It hurts. Yeah, it's still. And I really, really hope it didn't bruise, if that's even possible.
It is.
It is.
It is? Okay.
There's blood vessels in your ear.
You'll probably be fine, though.
Yeah, I'll be fine. And I wore some very clicky shoes. So it was a fun day. I'd have to say, getting dressed up, running around, acting like a goofball, just having fun. But me and a couple friends later that day, and by a couple, I mean a lot of friends. We went to go see the new Five Nights at Freddy's movie yesterday.
No spoilers. Some people may not have seen
it.
Okay,
I'm not going to spoil it.
Me.
Okay, I'm not going to spoil it, but I'm going to explain.
I do see it tonight.
Don't.
I do
don't
see
explain
tonight.
Anything.
No, I'm just going to talk about what we did.
So both of you give your rating. 10 out of 10. Out of 10.
Pyramid? Okay, I'd rate it a strong 7. It was pretty good, but had some areas it could definitely work on.
Right.
I think the writing and experience, I think, is what I've heard. The writing and experience by Scott Coffin definitely shows.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Casting was wonderful.
Yeah, I heard the casting was great.
Give it like an 8.
Like,
give it an 8?
Yeah.
I think that's coming from like a really diehard FNAF fan. Are you like, were you really interested?
I'm up there, yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to go in and I think the rating, I think what people have gotten from, if you're like a diehard fan like me, it's going to be a 9 for me no matter what.
Right.
I'm going to love this movie because since I was like 8 years old, I've been playing these games and I've like been just so
talk about what they cut.
I mean,
about what they cut.
Cut?
Yeah. Not in the movie.
It's not in the movie.
It's not in the movie, but
it could be in the next movie.
Yeah. Would it ruin the experience of the movie for someone going to go see it if they learned about the cut content?
No.
No.
So as long as I don't like tell them exactly what it was that was, like when it was.
But when it was? Okay, so
what was cut?
They were gonna have a scene with Markiplier.
Oh
yeah,
yeah,
like,
yeah
I know.
About
they
that.
Were. It was. He was supposed to be the first security guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
he was supposed to be the guy who like talked you through it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but he. They were. There was some.
There was
scheduling issues
with Iron Lung, which I'm super excited to see.
I hope
it comes out. It's November
know that
to December.
Is a podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. We.
Oh
know.
Yeah. I listened to his podcast.
Yeah, but he was talking all about it, and he's like, I can't. And everybody was like, yeah, you can.
He really could.
Yeah.
He's the director, he's the writer, and he's the main actor in his movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, like, you're going to be everywhere.
Community was sad about that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an upsetting.
I mean, MatPat lied about it for how long?
I don't know. Because
MatPat kept saying he wasn't in it.
Yeah.
He said he wasn't in it forever. He made theories and stuff, and then he came out and was like, I didn't even write that theory. I didn't even write that thing. I have the screenplay in my hands. So I couldn't, like, write it without being, you know, 100% on the spot.
Right.
So he had somebody else write the theory. Okay. He was like, and they were close on some things, and some things weren't.
Okay. Well, to give my honest experience about the movie, like I said, solid 7 out of 10. It was good.
Yeah.
It had some areas it needed to work on, but I think that the thing that really made the movie was how we approached the movie. Because me and a couple buddies, and I say a couple, I mean a lot. To give some context, one of my friends, he wanted to go on a date with his girlfriend, but he didn't want it to be like an immense date, you know, like one-on-one. So he invited a couple friends.
Wow.
They all canceled out on him.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, I know. But one of my other buddies that's friends with him invited 11 people.
What the
And
heck?
About 20 of us showed up to the movie theater, and 16 of us went to go to B-Dub's to eat afterwards. We had a semi-truck of wheels attached to this date, man. It was fun.
Heck?
Now, wow. we were respectful in the theater. We were respectful in the restaurant. But it was so much fun, man.
Oh, my gosh. Me, my girlfriend, and my girlfriend's friends. So, like, we're all friends. But, like,
right.
Yep.
I didn't know them until I met my girlfriend.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's... and they want to do... So, what we're going to do, I guess, is we're going to do... Brown, I think blue, yellow, and red, and matching.
Oh, for like mm-hmm. the characters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
is it so like? So Xander is gonna be brown for Freddy. Uh-huh. I'm gonna be yellow for Chica. I think my girlfriend's gonna be blue for Bonnie, and then my girlfriend's friend is gonna be red for Foxy.
Anybody gonna be golden?
No, we don't have a fifth person.
Oh my gosh!
I'll come. I don't have any gold.
I
don't know if it'd be.
We'll both wear kosher. Golden. Yeah. Just appear out of nowhere. Just
yeah,
be like.
Just hey, like guys. Sit. We're all the way in the back, so sit in the front and just in the middle of the movie, just stand up and just stare at us.
Just like every once in a while, turn around and just look back at you. That'd be funny.
You wouldn't notice until like.
No.
It was too late.
No. I'm not going to tell which one I'm going because I don't want people showing up and being like.
Gabe, you say that like you're going to threaten him. You said.
I am.
You won't. You won't know until it's too late. Like, that
yeah,
is...
You won't know until it's too late.
No! Oh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my experience with that. But I am excited about the Iron Lung movie.
I am too.
Yeah.
When I first saw gameplay for that game, I immediately thought, this would be terrifying as
a
film.
Movie, yeah.
Because it's
so isolated.
Yeah,
so you're not you're alone and you don't have and you have no idea what's going
and
on.
The absurdism of it is just amazing.
There's no windows and stuff, and there's you just have to take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So the mechanics are there is a map. You press up and down, and you can't even see where you're going. You see it on the map. You can't see in front of you. There's no windows. There's no nothing to see in front of you. You have to go to the back of the ship. Walk back to the ship.
It's not really a ship.
It's not. Like it's like a tank. It's like a submarine.
Think of it more like a metal ball
yeah.
that just kind of got dropped into the middle of the ocean.
It's not an ocean.
Well, yeah. It's a lot.
Pool.
It's a lot more complex than that. The story for Iron Lung is
way
it's as absurd
complex.
As the game. It is.
Yeah.
I love it so much. So do we talk about the story? Can we talk
no.
about that?
We can.
I mean,
it's not that big of a story.
Yeah.
I think they'll. Very much expand on it in the movie.
It's more yeah. like context rather than
yeah.
a story. So basically,
so, yeah.
for context for the Iron Lung, is basically humanity expanded to the point of being on several planets, and then all of a sudden, they just kind of disappeared. And the only thing left in their places are just a bunch of moons with blood oceans. Don't know... I forgot. In the game, does it confirm like the blood is... What kind of like?
I think it's just
say?
Blood.
Like it's just random blood. Like it's not.
So
it
not,
just showed up. It's like oh.
Yeah, if you look in yeah. the trailer, it's like it feels like it. They said they used fake. At like I think, yep. Markiplier was like, this is the most fake blood used in a movie ever.
Used fake blood. Okay, I'm actually going to talk back about that for the trailer, but save that for a moment. So basically, humanity's replaced everything with blood oceans. So the last thing...
It's not replaced.
Well, it kind of is the only thing left.
It's a new planet they're exploring, basically, is what's happening. They're out in outer space. There's, like, one group left that, like, kind of, like, holds society together. And the guys are, like, bad people, prisoners.
Yeah, the people... Okay. The people that get sent down in these iron lungs, which are just metal submarines that are meant to kind of just be destroyed.
Metal coffins.
Basically. Basically, they're prisoners. They get tossed down into the ocean, see if there's anything down there, and eventually just kind of, you know, disappear. So, they're not exactly supposed to come back up.
Right.
So, that's just the majority of the context for the Iron Lung game. It's not a very big game. But
it's terrifying.
Oh, it's so good. And returning back to that thing about the trailer, when you remember seeing that thing for the trailer? Markiplier, when he did that, he had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, in Korea.
Oh.
Didn't that happen a couple of times?
On his birthday.
Yeah, because he...
in the hospital.
Because
his eyes got dyed red. They weren't. It wasn't anything bad. It wasn't like chemicals. His eyes just got... died red because of the blood.
Yeah, he got...
And he posted and was like, happy birthday to me, with like... He's just looking at the camera and it looked like he was just like... His eyes were about to fall out because they were just so red.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on? Explain it later in this podcast. Go check out
that. He got like an infection from the amount of fake blood he used.
It wasn't an infection. His eyes just got dyed red.
Oh my gosh.
He wasn't in any danger... No chemicals hurt. It wasn't hurt in any way. His eyes just were red because of how much blood he got in his eyes.
He, covered his face with, like, a t-shirt, though, and was, like, just sitting in the hospital in Korea, and he, like, took a couple pictures like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a pretty interesting scene.
It was.
I really want to see that movie do well, because...
I think the performances, not the performance-wise, like, what it's going to do numbers-wise, but... The performance, I think, will be better than FNAF movie. Mm.
I feel like...
Because it's just so much more passion in it.
There really is just a lot going into it with all these different studios.
Because the creator is... There's no studio. No studio is backing it. It's Markiplier's money.
Well, there's an animation... I say studio, but they're just kind of like a group.
It's a team.
They just do stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a big, massive fun project
that
I think people are going to... It's going to become some sort of classic.
Right.
In some way.
Instead of it being like some big company trying to like make a story, whatever, using a story or something, it is actually like by people who actually care about the project.
And there's no interference.
Right.
The studio can't interfere in the story and what they want to do.
There's no corporation that's like plucking little strings to try and see if they can milk any money from it.
Which I don't know if like...
It's not
I don't
there
think,
for the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about... actually making a live-action version of this game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I am so excited to see how it's going to turn out, because...
I think it takes what Five Nights at Freddy's, the first game, does so well. And the game, I mean. And expands on it even more. It makes you even more, like, isolated and not know what's going on. Because you can move, but you can't move in a... You can't... There's no free roam. You're just kind of stuck.
The difference
And you can't see anywhere.
Yeah.
You can't see anything. You're just in a bronze tube.
The difference between the games is, with FNAF, they're both kind of the same thing. You know, being in one room and filled with claustrophobia. You can't go anywhere. You're stuck in a room. With FNAF, you know what's coming after you, and you can prevent it. With Iron Lung, you don't know what's out there.
Those are the scariest
And you don't
games.
Know if something's coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of have to deal with it.
Watching Markiplier play through that first time,
oh dude,
it was so scary. I was just like, "What is this game?"
I was watching it at midnight, and at the very end of the game, I kind of laughed a bit because at the very end of the game,
yeah, I know.
We can talk about the game. It's been out for a while.
It's been out for a year at least.
It's basically at the end of the game, you figure out that there was something chasing after you while you were in your submarine. And all of a sudden, it breaks through the hull. But it was just a still PNG that just kind of moved into the...
frame.
The submarine.
It was a good jump scare, but if you watch it again, it's not. It's like kind of just like,
yeah,
it's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny because it's just a still image moving forward. It's kind of like those have you guys seen those videos of like those Gmod PNGs just kind of shifting around?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love those. Oh.
It's so funny.
Next,
it was like, yeah, that's what they're called.
Yep. NEXTBOTS? Next bots?
I don't know the actual term for them, but they're just kind of, it was just kind of goofy.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really expecting it. Another good horror game that's going to be coming out really soon. Isn't there a guy making a Backrooms game that's like hyper realistic?
There's been a couple of those.
No, I'm talking like it looks as real as I'm staring at this desk right now.
I'm guessing you're talking about Unreal Engine 5. They're making an Unreal Engine 5.
The one probably. That's being...
Yeah, I'd probably make it an Unreal Engine 5. Because that... The stuff I've seen from Unreal Engine 5 is unreal.
It's pretty good, yeah.
It's, like, realistic to some, where, the point where some people don't know...
Right.
If it's real life or not.
There was a VR game that was using it, and it was, like, a body cam kind of game.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Was, you were going through a abandoned... building or something, and you only had like a gun, and we're just trying to search it and clear it. I don't remember who it was by, but they posted like the clip on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the same guy who's making the Backrooms games was the same guy that made there was a short film that I saw called like The Rolling Giant. Gabe, you remember that? You and I both saw that.
I don't.
Kieran
think so.
Showed it to us.
Remember? The mall one?
Yeah, it was. Oh, dude, that was such a good film.
And it was.
The guy who made it, he made them almost all of it in just digital. It was so... It looked so real.
It was the effects he put on after. Like, so it looks like an old found footage tape. Like, he was recording it on, like, VHS.
Like a VHS.
Like a high-quality camcorder.
Yeah.
I've seen that with FNAF, too. The VHS FNAF tapes.
Those are good.
Those are super good.
But I'm talking, like, this looked like just a dude going around a mall. Like, imagine you going...
He did
going,
good voice acting, too.
He did an amazing job with voice, because you could... It sounded like terror.
Yeah.
It was... Oh, that was such a good... You want to hear about The Rolling Giant?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, if you want to go see it, you should see it. It's... Just search up Rolling Giant on YouTube, and you should... It should be the first thing that pops up, right?
Thanks. Or like the third. I don't know.
First or third. First might be someone's reaction video of it because, you know, there's an unreasonable amount of those.
Go for the actual video, though, just for your first time.
Yeah. But it is so... Oh. It's the same level of absurdity as Iron Lung, I'd say, but you feel like you're more so trapped in a larger space.
Yeah.
It's the same level of I can move, but I don't know what's after me.
Right.
And then you figure out what's after you, and it's like, uh-oh, I can't get out. It is, oh, man. The first time I saw that with Kieran, oh, dude.
Did you watch it again afterwards?
Yeah, I watched it again looking back through it to, like, see all the details, and you could see some parts where the animation. How long is it? It's like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's not as long.
It's not a full-length movie, but it's like... It's pretty long. It's in depth.
It's in depth, and it's pretty high quality, but some parts you can kind of see where the animation CGI kind of failed with, like, some of the plants. If you look at them right, they don't shade correctly in some of the parts.
Yeah.
Some of them just kind of...
But that's also, like, a habit with old cameras and stuff. They pick up light really weird.
Yeah.
So it's not awful for your immersion.
It's not too terrible. But I'm just saying, if you look up Rolling Giant on YouTube, watch it, and it is spooky. It is a bit of a scare.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Have you seen The Amazing Digital Circus, whatever, the new one?
No, I have not.
It's like a 30-minute short that some team made.
Is it good?
It's something else, for sure. They, like, rendered it really well, and it was all 3D animated.
I don't know. I've not seen anything for it. I've heard of it, but I haven't seen anything on it besides just the weird tooth floaty guy.
Tooth floaty guy.
I don't know. He looks like a pair of dentures with eyeballs. It's kind of weird, but I don't know. I feel like we need more people working on just some short animations like that. Like, they're good.
It was 25 minutes. They're high quality. And it's just the plot so far. But you, like, featured in some, like, old game stuff. So it starts off in, like, a world where, you know, the old, like, Windows Vista click and play games?
Yeah, like the, what's the word? Click Adventures? I don't know.
Yeah, you were just going to different locations and stuff. It's like, set in a world like that, but it goes really in-depth.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just thrown into whatever, and it's really confusing.
So, huh?
It's interesting because you don't exactly understand what's going on, and the animation makes it funny, along with the voice actor. Who's the guy? The rabbit guy. Let me look him up.
The rabbit guy. There's a rabbit?
There is a rabbit.
I haven't... Okay, I've not caught myself up to this.
I need his voice actor.
Is he, like, someone famous?
He's famous for, like, his indie voices, like, on indie short films and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I might know. Maybe not. We'll find out shortly, won't we, Brody?
Yes, we will.
Guess Gabe doing research.
Michael Kovac.
There you go.
Yeah, no, that name does not sound familiar to me. I'm sorry.
It's not.
Unless you find something that he was a part of that I might know, I'm probably not going to know that name. Because I feel like, in terms of, like, short indie films, I might have to know him.
He was in Has-Been Hotel, Murder Drones. Wait, I got to view all. Why do they keep turning on the lights over there?
Ignore them.
They're fiddling with things.
They're messing with lights. We're messing with sound, I guess. So we got one of the two senses that the studio is working on. If any of us knew how to cook, we'd be working with taste, too.
That'd actually be really cool. Could we have, like, a on-air cooking
show?
We
are not cooking on air.
Why not?
It's too much of a fire hazard. You know this.
We're not allowed to cook in studio, but we could, like, take it outside.
Okay, and bring a microphone?
Yeah, we could lead a cable out there.
I mean, maybe for, like, an event, we could probably do something like that, but I don't think we could just come in one day with a skillet and an air fryer and be like, okay, today, people, we're making pancakes and french fries.
Talking about our lives.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah, no, I don't know. I've never heard of that guy. So,
oh, well.
But overall, I want those films to do well.
All films to do well.
Yeah.
Good films make good culture, which makes good people.
I hate good films. Controversial take. No movie should ever be wonderful or amazing ever again.
You shut your mouth. The Mario movie was amazing. That's another thing. A lot of video game movies are now getting, like, really good. Like,
the Mario movie was iffy.
Mario movie was iffy, but it was good.
Yeah,
it was like
it was
an 8 out of 10.
Plot, but it was like...
It was 8 out of 10. It was pretty good.
I rated it like a 6 out of 10.
You just have a bad opinion.
I rated it an 8. I watched it and I didn't enjoy it.
Well, that's a you problem.
I played the games, though.
If you haven't played the games as a kid, you didn't have a childhood.
Yeah. If you've never played Mario...
At least once. Even at a friend... If you never even played it at, like, a friend's house or anything, then you have no... You didn't have a childhood.
Exactly. But, like, a lot of video game movies have gotten, like, really good. And I'm talking, like, most of the ones have kind of sucked. Like, the Assassin's Creed movie.
I didn't like the Uncharted movie.
I don't think I actually saw those.
It was one movie, I'm pretty sure, they made.
It was bad.
And it was bad. It was...
It's bad.
It was really bad. I really want them to go back and make another Assassin's Creed movie.
What about that Paw Patrol movie?
The
one that was in theaters?
I didn't go see that. I don't know if that's good or not.
I kind of want to go see that. Would you go see that with me?
Well, you look it up on Rotten Tomatoes first, and I might consider.
I don't think it was awful. I think
but
it got like a
what I want to see is an Assassin's Creed Black Flags movie, because the game is very amazing. And you know what else is amazing? You're listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, and that is amazing. I'm Samuel Pierman, by the way. You're listening to Off the Rails with Brody.
Hello.
And Gabe.
Hello.
So, there's a little reintroduction for the legal.
I don't think we actually introduced ourselves this episode.
No,
he did.
Kind of.
Kind of.
It counts. As long as it counts, it counts. So, I mean, if anyone's been listening to our show for a while, they should know. If you don't know us already,
you should know us now.
Then you should know us now.
If this is your first episode, this is a weird episode to come in.
Yeah, this is kind of
it
a...
It is.
If it is, that is a really... Well, I mean, every episode's pretty weird. It gets pretty weird.
I guess, but like, this is just an odder one.
It does kind of feel weird if you just jump into the middle of it.
It's my first week back since I had to take my PSA. I wasn't on the show last week.
Yeah. How'd it go?
I think it went well. I think I did okay for the stuff I knew. For stuff I didn't know, it's like, it's just the PSAT. I have all year to learn all that stuff.
It's a practice.
Yeah. It's a practice.
Colleges don't look at that. You don't need to stress at it. Well, they can.
If you get good enough, they'll actually like look at it and use it for scholarships and stuff.
They'll probably do a comparison. Like, if you do okay-ish or bad on the PSAT but amazing on the SAT, they'll probably see that as, you know, somebody who's trying to make an effort.
A hard worker. They so fail the PSAT. That's what Pierre Man just said.
No, no.
Don't try on the PSAT. Okay. Exactly. Even though everybody's already taken it.
It's a pass-fail.
Yeah.
You either get it or you don't.
I don't remember my PSAT score.
I don't either. I didn't get one.
1,000-ish.
Yeah, I got somewhere around like 1020.
Above average. The U.S. average is 1010.
It was above average, but my
1,100.
But my SAT score was 1190. So I got. I improved.
Yeah.
Not by much, I think, but
it's enough to
probably get me something.
Enough to not take the ASVAB.
Enough to. Yeah. Enough.
That's a graduation requirement. You got to either pass the SAT with a score of higher than 1,000 or take the ASVAB.
Mm-hmm.
I already took the ASVAB.
You are, well,
as a sophomore, it was rough.
Does it get easier as time goes on? You think you know?
No, it's just not built for a sophomore in high school.
Do you think
it's built for a senior?
Do you think that by next year you'd be able to take it in absolutely?
The end of next year, yes, I think I could take it and do well.
Okay, very nice, very nice. I am.
It's a lot of mechanical stuff. I've seen a lot of mechanical stuff, like a lot of knowing like what parts are.
A lot of bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And then math.
Like on cars or on
like on cars and like building stuff.
Ah,
mechanical stuff.
That's not horrible.
It's not.
And math and then reading and then just basic stuff.
I'm trying to see if you understand machinery.
Yes. It's just a military test.
What's the big thing that move dirt called?
What? A shovel?
No.
Close enough.
He's too far away.
He's a Marine, boy.
You failed. Navy.
You fit.
God, please don't send me to the Navy.
They don't. Gabe, the Navy don't deal with shovels. They deal with water.
See, that's why he's going to the Navy.
Oh,
he won't be touching land at all.
You're right. Pool. You have a pool?
Yeah.
So I can swim.
Congratulations.
Get a bucket.
I can swim.
Yeah.
You're a true Navy SEAL by then.
I had a train of thought, but I lost it.
I think the longest I've treaded water was 10 minutes.
Congratulations. I don't know what to do with this information.
Well, what do you have to do? How long do you have to tread water for SEALs? 5, 6?
I don't know how long you have to tread water, but I know that there is also a certain length of time you have to be underwater in order to succeed.
I thought those Marines.
Marines as well.
Marines and Navy can both be in the Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
Because Marines are a branch of the Navy, technically.
I thought Marines were like...
They were in branch... off of the Navy, but then they were made into their own military branch.
Oh.
I thought they were the only ones that couldn't be, like, gotten rid of ever because they're the key military force for the United States.
Probably.
Maybe. I'm not too caught up on my military.
I asked my friends about it a little. I got one friend that's going into the Marines, and both his, like, dad and his uncle went in.
Mm.
I worked at his house. I worked out at his house.
Okay.
So I met his uncle, and it was scary.
So you picked some stuff up?
A little.
Get to understand a little bit.
And then I played Halo with him.
Dude. Nice. Wait, which ones?
I think we started with Reach.
Started with Reach? Oh, okay.
Reach is amazing.
We're going in canonical.
Oh, Halo Reach was such a good game,
It was. Dude, if they didn't mess up the, like, Halo TV show, it would have been a lot better. Like,
yeah, let's not talk about the Halo show, because that...
I never watched it because I knew it would be awful.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, it is... Ooh.
They started showing people's faces, and that, like, ruined the plot. It was supposed to be like, oh, you don't know what he looks like. He's you. You are the guy.
He's hidden. He's supposed to be a super soldier, essentially, that is just kind of like, you see his iconic helmet, iconic armor.
I'm going to give this bar back to the Covenant.
Yeah, it exact. That was one of the biggest, best quotes from the game. Mm-hmm. Love that. I'm going to have, you know what? I'm going to go home and replay through that entire series. I'm going to go back through
gender reveal party.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ooh, five.
Five wasn't that bad. Okay.
I never bought five. It was like an extra $60 on
okay,
top of the
cheap
collection.
Be honest, Halo 5 compared to Infinite was better than Infinite.
Yeah.
I'm going to be completely honest.
Was the story in Infinite bad?
The story in Infinite was slow. It was slow and never picked up anywhere because of two reasons. Number one, they constantly kept switching people who were working on the game. Like, the people that were writing the story kept switching everything out. And number two, they planned on making it extra story have DLC, which I feel like for a Halo game, you should not do that.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, fine.
Spider-Man? I've not played
Spider-Man 2.
I've not gone through
you
that
You haven't
yet.
Played it? Oh my god, it's so good.
Is it as good as the first one? Because I knew the first one was good.
So, I will compare these two. I think the story in the first one's better. The traversal and the movement in the second one is 10 times better. Like, if you think you were moving fast in the first one, you just wait till you play the second one. You are moving. You're cruising.
You should play Armored Core.
and then like the movement. The combat in the second game is way better.
More abilities.
More abilities. Way easier to access, like, your abilities.
Is it flashier, too?
Are you playing on controller?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's way easier to get to. It's way easier to get to the, so instead of having to, like, and you know how, like, in the first game, you had to, like, hold down R1, go to the gadget you wanted to use, let go of R1, and you use it, and then you have to go to another one, and then another one. In this game, you just press R1 and press one of the four buttons. So you
so
press
like instant?
Yeah.
Lot
so
quicker.
It's like R1, there's only four.
Okay.
There's not 20 different.
So you can't just scroll through the entire list?
No, there's only four. You only have four.
Five, four. If you could like swap them out
in the
menu or something.
By the way, platinum. I already got platinum on that game.
Okay, buddy. Oh, okay.
Already.
It was fun, though. I 100% of the game in the first 2 weeks.
If a game makes me pay like $60-$70 and
I'm gonna platinum
me to buy DLC afterwards, I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm already like dumping $70. They're upping the prices.
Yeah,
I don't.
They are upping prices for a lot of stuff.
If once you play that game, you understand the DLC is gonna be absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm. But I think
it's gonna be way better than the first game. The first game's DLC was not it for me.
Yeah, I'm disappointed personally with Halo Infinite. Mainly just 343's way of taking Halo and running with it. Because the entire point of Halo Infinite felt like a setup for Flood. Like there was going to be a second thing with the Flood.
Yeah.
It felt like it so much. But it never expanded on anything. And the only thing they ever worked on was the multiplayer. Which definitely needed some aid. Because it was okay at best. Which, I really want Halo to succeed.
Have you ever played
Halo first came out, was Splitgate better or was Halo better?
Was Halo Infinite or Splitgate?
Yeah, which one was
compared,
better?
Compared. Okay. Compared to one another, in terms of, honestly, I'd say in terms of, like, based on an FPS value, I would put Halo Infinite higher. But in terms of mechanic-based fighting, definitely Splitgate had it. Splitgate had the mechanics. They had the gameplay. But Splitgate's not done much recently, have they?
No, once older. Halo came out, it kind of died.
Yeah.
It kind of just fell off the face of the earth.
I mean, it's still running. You can still play it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just...
It's the servers. The servers got really bad. A lot of people were playing it, so wait time was bad. I think that was one of the things that really drove people away. And then stuff like that.
Gabe, you just said my favorite game in the world, Titanfall. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I love that game so much. And I'm kind of disappointed with what they did on the 7th anniversary.
What did they do?
So, basically, on Monday of last week, they released an announcement for the 27th, which was last Friday,
right,
that they would be doing something. It was just a date in Titanfall text, and all it was a 7th anniversary event for Titanfall 2. Now they're still updating the game. Like, you can play it on, you can actually like play on the console,
yeah,
play on PC. The game modes are rotating. It's getting some attention now.
Again, yeah.
But I think the most disappointing part was it was just a basically an announcement that there was going to be cross progression in Apex Legends and a new season for it with a new hero, which, by the way, is just Monarch Titan as a person, which I was kind of disappointed with that.
Yeah.
So Apex Legends is in the same universe as, yes, Titanfall.
Yeah. Okay. So basically what was supposed to happen was there was a Titanfall 3 in the making, and then Battle Royales picked up, and Titanfall 3 got not really scrapped, but kind of put in a box and put in a cupboard.
Yeah, they put it in a little pin on the wall.
And
we'll finish you later.
They made Apex Legends and just kind of went with that. And Lord knows how much money EA and Respawn have made from that game.
Apex is a pain to play.
Oh, it is.
Like, there's people that'll cheat and stuff, so it just makes it, like, unenjoyable.
They've kind of gotten on the cheaters. They've gotten on to them.
I was playing it, like, I don't know, a year ago-ish, and I just couldn't. I, like, played 7 games in a row, and I just kept dying to the, like, worst little issues. Like, yeah. I peeked my head out, and I got headshot, and I died. And I was like, man, I'm done with this game. I'm never touching it again. And I uninstalled it.
Who's ready for Modern Warfare 3? Call
Modern Warfare 3? I'm not really excited for it.
I am. I'm ready for the story, because all of the Modern Warfare stories so far from 2019 on have been really good.
Mm.
I liked Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare story.
Story-wise, okay. But everything else about it, it's just another Call of Duty game.
Man. Yeah.
It just...
They got rid of the really nasty progression system.
They got rid of scumminess?
No, I'm talking about the gun progression system.
Oh, okay.
From 2.
I never played it.
Oh, no. So basically what you had to do is you had to level up a gun.
Right.
And then you'd unlock an attachment and a gun. And you have to go to the next gun to unlock the other attachment so you can put it on your last gun.
It's
like a tree branch.
Yeah.
It was bad.
To learn to play every gun.
Yeah, it was bad.
That is bad progression. But we should probably cut it here and not go into a gaming rant, because I've got a couple of takes that I
got a couple of theories.
I'm not gonna
a couple of game theories.
Okay. Oh. That's enough out of you, Brody. Right.
I'll see you guys later.
Well, everybody, thank you for joining us for another amazing episode for Off the Rails. I'm Samuel Pyramid.
Yeah.
That's Brody West. And that's Gabe over there.
Hello.
And we are out of here.